Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play, we don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes. Blue past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Proud in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on, people? It feels so good to be back. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Today is Friday, December the 2nd, 2011. Yo, this year fly fast, don't it? And you are, of course, here on one of the live shows on the net, pre-game radio, 347-857-4302 is the number. We got West Coast artists, Itchy Finger coming through. We got new music. We got some stuff I want to talk about. You know, it's been a while, so, you know, hit me up, 347-857-4302. Let me know what y'all been up to, what's been hot in the streets. Everybody right now is talking about this new Nicki Minaj track that, honestly, I haven't heard yet. I know it's in my inbox. Big shout out to DJ Intense, making that possible, but I haven't even gotten a chance to hear it because I got stuff like new Bugatti Surf feature Styles P. I got music from... Excuse me, I got music from this artist, Itchy Fingers. I got music from Judah Monster featuring Roxy Blue, and I got all the other goodies, you know. So it's more like Nicki Minaj, so, but of course, more than like maybe tomorrow, we'll put up here and see how you guys like it, if you guys like it or not. But like I said, 347-857-4302 is the number. Follow the show, pregame_radio on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, Brooklyn Black. We got the show group popping on there. Big shout out to everyone who rocks with us, you know. And I definitely want to show my appreciation. And because without you guys, you wouldn't keep doing this. And, you know, there'd be no one for me to talk to. I'll just be talking to myself for 2 hours a day. You know, but it's all good. You know, we're still here. We still come back. So big shout out to all of the staff. You know, they've been keeping busy during a little vacation, so I can't really complain. But we got Herman Cain in the news, as always. You know, for those who are unaware, he wants to run for president. And he's been always wrapped up in some scandal, something. And, you know, that he's saying tomorrow he may or may not continue. He may drop out or whatever the case may be. So, you know, it may be a good thing for him, may not be. You know, call me up. Let me know what your thoughts are. 347-857-4302. You know, big shout out to everyone down south in Tennessee, Florida. You know, big shout out to people to Florida, man. Actually, big shout out to everybody down there. But in Miami, the Federal Detention Center, you know, they kind of got strippers going in the spot, going in the place, and they're going in as legal assistants, as paralegals and stuff, so they can sneak contraband and give the inmates lap dances and things like that. So, well, and the reason why that happens is because lawyers can designate pretty much anyone to be a legal assistant. There's no way to, you know, double check or, you know, anything like that. You know, go and just show ID, match the name, and bam, boom, you in there, and you do what it do. You know, but we're going to get into a couple of these throwbacks, you know. Hit me up, 347-857-4302. It's pregame radio. We're in the building, most definitely. All right, and we will be right back.
Experience life as we know it, as some of you should know it. Yeah, yeah. Place, Marcy, Brooklyn, action. Well, y'all know the action. I got the shorty on my block, always clocking my rocks. He likes the style of profile, I think he won the mock. He likes the way I walk, he see my money talking. The honey talking, I'm the hottest nigga in New York. And I see your tongue of pains, I know his blood boils. He wanna run with me, I know this kid'll be loyal. I watched him make a few wins, the cop is little sneakers and gear. Then it's just enough for re-up again. I see myself in his eyes, I move from Levi's to guest of Versace. Now it's diamonds like Liberace, that's just a natural cycle. Nobody wanna be like Michael, where I'm from, just them niggas who bounce from a gun. We out here trying to make our white into cold green. I could help shorty blow out like Afro Sheen, plus I could relive my days of you, which is gone. That little nigga's peak, it's time to put him on.
Come on, and hold my own weight up in my crown.
Got to lock it down, and when they run,
it's time to
come on.
Stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down, and when they run,
it's time to come on.
I'm out here slinging, bringing the drama, trying to come up in the game and add a couple of dollar signs to my name. I'm out here serving, disturbing the peace. Life could be better like my man reclined in plush leather seats. And selling weight, I'm selling eight, bull 16, trying to graduate to push the quarters, y'all. I ain't gonna sweat him, I'ma let him come to me. If he give me the nod, then these niggas don't see. I'm tired of vegan out here round the clock and breaking dates and chasing crackers up the block for my pay. I'm staying fresh, so chickens check. I'm trying to step up to the next level, pushing vets through the jets. Diamonds reflect from the sun directly in your equilibrium and stunned. I'm waiting for my day to come. I got the urge to splurge. I don't want a lifetime sentence, just give me the word.
It's time to come on
and hold my own weight up in my crown.
Got to lock it down, and when they run,
it's in my crown.
It's time to come on
and stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down, and when they run,
it's on my own too.
Hey,
fella, I've been watching you clocking.
Who me holding down this block? It ain't nothing. You the man, nigga, now stop fronting.
I like your style.
Nah, I like your style.
Let's drive around a while.
Cool, nigga.
Here's a thousand.
A G, I ride with you for free. I want the long-term riches and bitches.
Listen to me. You let them other niggas get the name. Skip the fame. 10,000 or 100 G. Keep your shit the same.
On the low?
Yeah, the only way to blow. You let your shit bubble quietly.
And then you blow.
Hey, keep your cool. The only way to people fool is let them show his hand. Then you play your card.
Then he do dealing, I understand.
Don't blow your dough on high.
The only thing I got in this world is my word and my nuts. It won't break up for nobody.
I like your resume. Pick a day. You can start.
From now until death, do what's part,
it's
nigga.
To come on.
And hold my own weight up in my crown.
Got to lock it down, and when they ride,
till I drown.
It's time to come on.
And stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down, and when they ride,
then on my own.
It's time to come on.
And hold my own weight up in my crown.
Got to lock it down, and when they ride,
till I drown.
It's time to come on.
And stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down, and when they ride,
then on my own.
Happening out here, man. Niggas don't be realizing this shit, man. But yo, man, tell them what you be seeing out your window.
Yo, I be seeing out my window gunshots every day, man.
Man, yo, I see sex, money, and drugs, too. But yo, tell them how Duke said.
The world's about to end, about to end, about to end.
Born in the ghetto, it's hard to survive. Some have a DJ, many brothers try. But I realize which life to choose. I wanna make money, so I gotta pay dues. But there's no rules, then you only have one chance. If you fuck up, kid, you face a circumstance. At night, I used to scream and shout. Living in the ghetto, trying to get the hell out. So I would try as I watch my friends die. But all I could do is sit back and cry. These are feelings I'm expressing through my rhymes. I've been through hard times, so many problems on my mind. I wasn't living rich, and I also wasn't poor. I try to appreciate, but I deserve more. Yeah, Superman, superstar, give me super fat dough, like Pablo Escobar.
Feared by bandits, hated by chicks, loved by kids, and up to the bitch, yes, the group on me sick. Plus, I don't eat beef, cause these dizzy ass niggas and chicks ain't shit. It's weak, yo, I work hard and hard. My man breaks it down through the cards, after that, keep it moving. Have no time to be fooling around town. Ain't it all you get down with this life sound? The things I sing, I make the grown man dream and sleep singing. Don't by yourself, be by yourself, let my lyric vibrate and shake the earth. I travel ghetto to ghetto, back streets to streets. Take around all crime with this ill mastermind. Mom through shoot to tell me with these tears in the eyes. Now I'm out on my own, surviving with the time like an African tribe. Little dapper blow your mind, check it out like this.
And then like that, superstar. Giving hell to the devil, playing the game. The New York pain makes me wanna bust, but I just maintain. Cause nowadays, I talk to a brother. Always love your mother, cause you never get another. In the streets, busting off shots. Fuck the cops, I got superstar props. Big time though, money is a thriller. I'm getting more iller than a Zodiac killer. No lie, but before I say bye, you can't take money with you when you die.
Yo, I got niggas flipping their wigs, chicks grabbing their cunts. As the rhyme, they get over, infants, they greet me with blunt. One time for your mind before I break these streets. Ain't nothing holding me back. Hip-hop tracks, yo, son, you know the feeling. Shit will get revealed as the times I get better. And you know what, that skills. I seen the day turning the night as the stars shine bright. Motherfuckers And chicks, they keep stressing like Don Perignon. One day we'll live large. Word to Allah, and it don't seem hard. No more jealousy and envy. First is put upon me, watch me live free as can be. With my nigga, you see, rising to the top like a rocket ship. Yo, I go far.
On this stage here tonight, but I want y'all to know one thing. This Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Kid Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. Rockland's King is in the building. And on Friday nights when I'm not hollering at snow bunnies and all that, trying to get me a little number, I'm tuned in. What I'm tuned in to? I'm tuned in to Brooklyn Black Pre-Game Radio. You heard? What you hear me? Pre-Game Radio with your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ladies, he's coming for you. It's your boy. I'm out.
Doing the damn thing here. Hit us up 347-857-4302. Waiting on the homie Itchy Figure coming to come through. Hit us with some new joints in. You know how we do over here. But like I said earlier, we got new music. You know what I'm saying? And check this one right here, Drew the Monster featuring our homegirl Roxy Blue. No competition. Hit us up 347-857-4302 on this pregame radio. You heard?
Yeah, Drew the Monster, Roxy Blue.
No comparison, I'll embarrass them. What you wanna see, confidence or arrogance? A true soldier never chokes on a mission. You versus me, no competition. No comparison, I'll embarrass them. 911, call an ambulance.
So
real, y'all are so
non-existent.
You versus me,
but
no
competition. So they say I wasn't hungry, watch me eat them. Yes, I'm a jerk now, I ain't here for the season. Looking in the mirror, I'm competing with myself. My reflection got a better hand than y'all was ever judged. On my solo tip, now guess who's in my cup? I want a crib in Milwaukee, cause I'm all about my bucks. Two-seater foes, I'm riding in something fancy. Any way you do it, you would always come last me. Excuse me. If I seem just a little cocky, put a mic to my lips, I'm gonna say something shocking.
Wow.
I'm something rare, ain't no bitch in my bracket. Period, after me,
that's
a close casket. Set yourself up for failure if it's me you ask for. The bars that I spit are like big rocket blasts. Arrogance and confidence, I'm a captain honor it. Ain't no competition for me or do the monster, bitch.
No comparison, I'll embarrass them. What you wanna see, confidence or arrogance? A true soldier never chokes on a mission. You versus me, no competition. No comparison, I'll embarrass them. 911, call an ambulance. I'm too real, y'all are so non-existent. You versus me, no competition.
Root is a monster. Show me who I gotta face. I just got a CBS and leave them all without a trace. Homie, this is not a race. I run this shit. You out of shape. F1 speed. Next to me, you will not escape. Look at the keyboard before you see or hear heat that I record. Fear me cause you need more than C4 to defeat or beat me. I'm a leaf boy. Of course they going down. Seesaw. How deep? 4+2 feet in the ground. Don't frown. Rest in peace, boy. I hee-haw like Eeyore at a jackass. With a whack rap I can laugh at. Better backtrack. Scratch that. You that trash? Can't the ball with a backslash, unless it's about crack. Cash stack, how you got slapped with a cash at. It's a crap track, and that's that. I'm sick of this shit. I spit number one like the tip of my dick, and I'll never be done, so keep wishing I quit. I don't even think competition exists. Yo, Roxy, how they gonna stop me? It's nothing for me to jump on a beat and show all of these motherfuckers a beat.
No comparison, I'll embarrass them. What you wanna see, confidence or arrogance? A true soldier never chokes on a mission. You versus me, no competition. No comparison, I'll embarrass them. 911, call an ambulance. I'm too real, y'all are so non-existent. You versus me, no competition.
Yeah, we're live back, pre-game radio, 347-857-4302 is the number. That was Drew the Monster featuring Roxy Blue, no competition. Nice little banger joint right there, definitely dug it, definitely was feeling it. Got a call in the building, the last 4 digits, 2953. What's good, it's your pre-game radio.
Yo, what's good, man? It's Itchy, man. What's up, Brooklyn?
Hi, Itchy. What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Itchy Finger, featured artist of the night, is in the building. He's here rocking with us. What's good, man?
Nothing, man. Ready to set the stage, man. What's good with you, man? Good to be here.
You know, we just coming back from a nice little, you know, Thanksgiving vacation, so we just here, you know, chilling, been out for a couple of weeks, so we back. It's just a good thing to be back, and yeah, the first artist we had back in a couple of weeks, so, you know, it's a good thing. You know, the expectations are up because we ended out, you know, we ended up on a great note last couple of weeks, so, you know, we expect you to keep that heat going, keep it going, you know what I mean?
All right, no doubt. So, yeah, see if we can keep it going on a good note there for real. So to talk about it. Big up
so
to everybody listening.
You know,
it's you in the building.
All right, so let the people know who don't know who you are, you know, where you're from, what you bring to the table.
Well, for those that don't know, you know, I'm Itchy Fingers, you know, by way of Virginia. I'm out here in Massachusetts right now. Crumb Snacker, you know, he gave us a stage with the Wolves, you know, called me out, you know, Lieutenant, put the things together, you know. We've been doing a lot of things for a while, man. And, you know, I've been in the background for a while, you know, working with the team, doing some big things. You know, got to shout out my squad, you know, Drama, Sinus, all of the fellas that put in the work, you know, Hectic, Street Wolf. Plus, he's down with ST, too. Shout out to ST. You know what I mean? But, yeah, definitely, we still making moves right now. You know, I'm on a different stage right now, trying to bring some different things together with the team that I got going on. You know,
okay, so
the
how long?
You know, so that's where we at right now. You know, I mean, if you really want to talk about some good stuff that's going on, you know, it's a collaboration that I got joint venture with Joshua Tree Entertainment and Management. Shout out to Ramsey and they squad also. You know, so yeah, that's where we at right now. We're about to set the stage, man. Release some good music. See if we can get hip hop back in its truest form again, you know.
Alright. So how long you've been making music? You know, you say you've been in the background for a long time, so how long has this been a career? How long have you been doing this?
Well, truth be told, you know, I've been doing this for a while, man. I can go back, I got dates back into the early 90s, man, when I first got out here. You know, when I was in Virginia, man, most of my grounds that I was doing it out was up in Philly, man. I got hooked up with some cats that was from my area, man, but he got big on some records, man. He did some stuff in Philly, you know, did some stuff for the OJs, and, you know, I was working with one of his brothers, man. He took me to Philly one day, and I started working with the brother. You know, he schooled me, turned me on to a few people, and we had, you know, some things, we had difficulties with some things that happened later on in the venture, but, you know, I branched out and moved up to New England. And my brother lived up in New England area. My mom, you know, was God rest his soul. You know, but she was up here that brought me here. And my brother and Chrome was tied together. So, you know, he kind of like put me right in the middle of the thick of things that was already happening on top of what I just left. So, you know, it's like I walked out one situation into another one, but I had a chance to, you know, create a foundation of our own. So, you know, that's where we are now. You know, good things, though. And I can sit here and tell you a story, kid, you know, but yeah, it's real, real for where we at now, you know.
Okay, so, you know, you bounce around state to state, VA to Philly to Massachusetts and all, how, and with everything you've gone through, how have you pretty much channeled that into your music? Like, are we going to hear, you know, the pain in your lyrics, or are you just in a totally different direction and just what, that's what drives you, or what's the whole thought process when it comes to making a song for you?
Well, for me, I've been doing it for so, the first cat, man, he told me a powerful thing, man. You know what I mean? That's how I became the hook master that I self-proclaimed myself to be. But you would know later on in the music when you hear it. You know what I mean? The music will tell you that I'm truly that dude, man, you know. Not the gas or blow my horn, because I never do that. Well, real talk, he was like, yo, man, your hook can hurt your song or can help your song. And I just took that, man, and that was the breath that bred me to be the hook master. And it just snowballed. So just dealing with, when I moved to New England, I got around some incredible artists, man. I mean, it's a nest, a pool of artists, man, and they just needed guidance. And I knew I had that, because coming from a background where I came from, being tested into the music business, I knew some inside stuff. I knew what they wanted. I knew how to groom and stuff like that. So that's what I was doing when I moved up here. So I stopped doing my artistry
to start grooming the guys that we took on. You know, they created me out of a leader, so I can have my leadership stand first. You know, but the growth is beautiful, man. You will see it in the music. The music speaks for itself.
All right, so you know what? We're gonna start it, and we're gonna get into it. Tell us about the Seven Deadly Sins joint.
Pardon self, what you say?
Seven Deadly Sins. Who produced that one, and how long did it take you to make that one? What was the whole thought process? Like, did you watch the movie and you started to write a song to it? Like, how did that song come about?
Well, Seven Deadly Sins was inspired by my change and my growth from where I came from, my history of the streets, and you know what I mean? You know, I got little soldiers on the road with my sons, man. So, you know, everything that they see me, they try to replicate me. So I try to let them know I'm a leader, I'm not a follower. So what I do, you got to see what my presence is, understand me. So that's what that record was about, letting them know that we got vices and these sins is around us. I can only tell you, but once you get out there and you're going to see it, you got to make your own decisions for yourself. So me as the leader I am, I'm trying to restructure it now and hit it from a different approach now. Because we need it right now for the babies and hip-hop kids, for real.
Okay, so we're going to get into a big shout-out.
But the record,
now, the big shout-out to Joshua Free Entertainment, Lance, Be Nice, Spencer Red Sugar. Big shout-out to everybody over there. Big shout out to everyone who's tuning in, everyone who's actually tuning in via PC. If you scroll down to the bottom, there's a chat room going. You know, y'all can talk, send me messages, tell me if you like the music, if you don't like the music, you know, if you think something's up or you want to just ask a question, you know what I'm saying? Definitely hit me up, or if you want to get on air, the number's 347-857-4302. Hit your finger, 7 Deadly Sins on Pre-Game Radio, and we'll be right back.
The guns, the bombs.
Yeah, we live back pre-game radio. That was Itchy Finger, Seven Deadly Sins. Now, hearing that, like, with the whole beat, and I can't front so far, yeah, he'll hook me. You know what I'm saying? But, well, you know, it gave me, like, you know what I'm saying? It gave me that MOP type, like, I'm talking 95, 96 MOP. How about some hardcore MOP, like, you know?
Yeah.
I definitely dug it. You know what I'm saying? But we got to call the last four digits, 4013. What's going down? You're live on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black and Itchy Finger.
Yeah, can I get on and talk to him or talk to the host?
Sure, you live on the air. What's up?
I'm live right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yo, what up, Dre?
What's good, brother?
What's good, Wolf?
Chilling, baby, man. Just calling to let y'all know that, you know, industry is definitely not ready for what's going down right now.
We're supporting
him from Massachusetts to Virginia. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, VA stand up.
VA stand up. Massachusetts stand up. Get behind the Hook Master series. You know what I'm saying? It's real serious right now. And if people don't understand what the deal is, you know, you got to take some time and listen to the music, listen to the transformation of the Lieutenant of Wolves. And
Joe, you see there? You see there? Did we lose podcasts? Oh, I'm still in.
Screaming where the rest at. I'm talking way back candles mean, but it's super clean. New York, can I get a hand clap for the team that's on track to be champions? Black, real rap, get out of your seats, it's the Knicks, you feel that. Put your towels in the air, oh yeah, blue and orange is back.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange. Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Step up in the garden, every game, all I hear him say.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
We put it down from BX to the DJ.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Yeah, you know what it is. New York is back up on the map, cross that little neck. Yeah, screaming that's nothing. The championship ring, that's coming. Step up in the garden, every game, all I hear him say.
Yeah, I had to get that basketball fever going, you know, because we got a game coming in a couple of weeks, New York versus Boston. But you got your finger back in the building, you know, here doing the thing.
Still live in effect.
I don't know if you heard my last question before we got cut off, but I was asking who's you know, who do you listen to now? Who's in your car?
What I ride, man, I'm serious, man. Jada Kitts, man, is truly in woo, man. That's the only foundation that really kept it solid. When hip hop went bad, man, you want to listen to some good vibe, or bang headbangers, or nod your head. You want to get shown up into it. You got to have Wu or Eva Jada and D Block, man. Shout outs to them guys, man, for keeping hip hop at its state, man, right now, man. Big ups, for real. But that's who I listen to, bro. My inspiration, man, was Rob, man. Rob was the first one to really show the brother how to really open his mind up and say what he had to say what he needed to say. You know, that's why I really honor and paid my way for this, for Rock him, man, because he did it. You know, and I got to say it again, man, Jada, man, and Busta, for real, man. Busta, incredible. Those are my, you know, true inspirations in the game right now. Shout out to them dudes, man, for their grinds, man. I love that.
That's what's up. We got another caller. Last 4 digits, 9121. What's good? You're live on pregame radio with your boy Brooklyn Black, and we got Itchy Finger in the building.
What's good? What's good? What's good, Brooklyn?
What's good? What's
that,
good?
Sinny?
Hey, nothing, man. It's your boy Sinner, 7:30. You know what I mean? Wolf Gang in the building. You know what I mean? Holding it down with my man Itchy Finger.
Yes, brother.
What's up?
Remember right there. That's one of my team members right there. That's my young gunner right there, man. One of the illest, the talented brothers that's a part of my chain right now, man. Yo, you definitely will be hearing a lot of him too, man. He's serious cat, man.
Okay, no,
what's
I
good,
tell, you know, we can set it up, have him up on here. You know what I'm saying? We can do the whole team, it's nothing. You know what I mean? It's free game radio. You know, this is what we do. This is why we do it.
Yeah, love is love, baby.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all well and good. We can do the damn thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just calling to show some love for my boy Itchy Finger. You know what I mean? That's the general right there, man. He's been holding it down, paved the way, especially for a brother like me, born in Brooklyn, raised in New England, met him from Virginia. You know what I'm saying? And he just groomed me to the artist that I needed to be, you know what I'm saying? And we just been moving it, you know what I mean? I just want to give a quick shout-out to 384 Tribe, you know what I mean? Mike Spill Studio Concept, I had to throw that in there. But,
yes,
you know,
brother.
We out here grinding, brother. We out here grinding, man, just holding it down for my brother Itchy Finger.
That's,
yes, brother.
That's what it is.
Love.
So let's get out on the check, you know what I mean?
Yes,
all right, so, yeah, we're doing the damn thing. And big shout-out, you know, the whole crew calling in, showing mad love. I definitely dig that, definitely respect that. Let's get into the next joint. Itchy Finger, tell us about Only God Knows with Averex and Shin.
Man. God rest my mom's soul, man. I lost my mom September the 1st, man. It was like one of the inner shocks of my life, man. I mean, you know, growing up, you know, we all go through death, man. I mean, I've seen it millions of ways, man, through the streets, all types of family members, man, but I never understood death till I lost my mom's kid. And, you know, and it, that was like, you know, it at that moment, man, it was a door in front of me, man, and I turned it, man, and I haven't looked back, and that was one of the first records that set off a chain of events for me, you know, so this record shall be that path, man. This record should be the gateway to all that I do from this point on in this game, my brother. Trust me when I tell you, you know, on the inspiration of my mother, man, because, you know, you don't get me another one, man, and she was my true soul best friend. You know what I mean? I got to let the world know that before you get to meet Itchy. You know what I mean? This is what you get when you see me. You're going to see the reflection of a true warrior princess, a lioness that did it, man, and did it right. You know, she gave it to me. So I'm about to show the world that, man, and that's where that record came from. And it was crazy, too, right? Because City Peoples, the cat that was on the record with me, my brother, he lost one of his people's, his auntie died 2 days after my mom's died, man. It was like crazy, man. So we, you know, both of us felt that vibe, and we rode that wave, man. And from that point on, from that record on, man, it's just a chain of records, man, that y'all gonna be hearing. It's incredible. I mean, trust me when I tell you, you know, so buckle in, man. It's about to go down. This one's for you, Moss. For real, I love you.
All right, big shout out, you know what I'm saying, to all the mothers, Karen and Sperry, you know what I'm saying? We miss y'all, we love y'all. And Chuck and I, only God knows, on pregame radio.
Knew it would hurt, but the pain is so severe. Recall the last time we talked, we spoke so clear. Yep. Now all my shirts have stains just soaked from tears.
No doubt.
Can't imagine going on without you. With that said, just know my legacy is about you. Your death came sudden, and to me still a mystery. But everything you gave, I'ma use to build my history.
Right.
A lifetime of memories, forever embedded. On top of everything you've given, I would never forget it.
Believe
the last
that.
Problems that you had, we were discussing it with you. Me, your grandkids, with my brothers and sisters.
All of us.
Everybody all around you, with you on the couch. Every Sunday's for dinners, meeting up at your house.
Damn,
I still can't believe you're gone. I'm not blaming you for leaving. Why you leave me alone?
Why?
Where do we go from here?
Only God knows.
When my day gon' come?
Only God knows.
Why did he take my mom?
Only God knows.
Only God knows.
Where did we go wrong?
Only God knows.
How can I go on?
Only God knows.
Why did he take my mom?
Only God knows. Only God knows.
I sit down and read a perfect scripture. It hurts
yeah.
when it hits you. I think about your face. I see a perfect picture. Reminiscing and wishing that you were still here. Through
uh-huh.
premonitions and visions, I keep your will here. To God be the glory, a flurry of angels upon us. Prayers from the righteous, despite us, they're keeping us honest. I promise,
yeah.
from the start, you in my heart regardless. If you could see me now, I'd love to see you smile. I promise you'd be proud. I'll turn my life around. Your spirit and my lyrics fill it. Here's my destiny. Mentally, we ready. Confetti when we enter in.
Yeah.
This is a celebration. Your life in a destiny. No hesitating in my life, ain't no limitations. I got my focus right through storms in the coldest night.
Yeah.
Dance in the rain, insane, I slain the poltergeist. Keep your soldiers
yeah.
tight, only
yeah.
God knows
yeah.
when the poltergeist
yeah.
strike.
Where do we go from here?
Only God knows.
When my day gon' come?
Only God knows.
Why did he take my mom?
Only God knows.
Only God knows.
Where did we go wrong?
Only God knows.
How can I go on?
Only God knows.
Why did he take my mom?
Pain I carry inside, though I smile every day, it's buried deep in my eye. I'm tired of losing loved ones, tired of asking God why. I can't dry these tears, so I let the song cry. It's a personal relationship, one foot in on its head. I'm walking a righteous path now, I'm a different man. All these signs I'm seeing got me opening my eyes, regretting the time lost as the years fly by. Getting closer to God got me appreciating life, breaking down on my mom, feeling her spirit every night. Finding love in different ways that I never knew I had, got me growing in ways and a reflection of my dad. Now I look in my son's eyes and I'm passing it along. All this time it's been God keeping me strong. Now no one on this earth can break this bond. I just lost my aunt, now she's in God's arms.
Where do we go from here?
Only God knows.
When my day gon' come?
Only God knows.
Yeah.
Only God knows.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace to my mom and all of the mothers, everybody that have lost anybody in the world right now, man. You know what I mean? That's pain that we can never just know one thing, man. We got memories that they done gave us forever, man. You just got to build off of that. You know what I mean? Just know that, man. Believe that.
Yeah, most definitely. I definitely like that one. Actually, I like that one a bit more than the first track. But all in all, I'm liking everything that he's bringing out.
Man, it gets bigger. You feeling the emotions. You're on an emotional wave right now. But when we get to the music and the foundation, you're going to see it's a solid core, man. And everything that I touch, man, with my team, and man, it's cohesive, man, because we've been doing this for a long time. Man, if you knew how much music we got right now, you'd be like on some of us. Cause we've been breaded to just record and groom each other, man. For Itchy to have this stage and where I'm at right now in my life, it's a blessing for everybody that's a part of me right now, because you're going to bear witness to something that's greater than man right now, because I'm going to touch each and every for what we have to do, especially for the movement and where we got to go in this next generation of music, man. You know what I mean? For the listeners, I know y'all know what I'm talking about, man. It's serious out here, man. There's a lot of bull in this music. People saying the wrong things, man. Let's get this popping and get it right, man. If y'all know, if y'all feel what I'm feeling, let's make this happen. I'm telling you now on the radio tonight. Brooklyn, everywhere, let's get this popping.
Let's get it going. 347-857-4302 is the number. So is there anyone, you know, that you would really look forward to working with, doing some collabs with in the near future, like anyone mainstream, anyone underground? Is there someone, like, even when you were coming up, like, yo, I want to do a track with this artist?
You know what? I used to be that way. And I'll single out one or two people, and I feel like I'll cheat somebody truly that I should have mentioned. So I'm not going to say nobody, because I do got a few on my tongue. But you know what? I'm not going to say nobody. You know why? Because eventually, the same people that I want to do records with, they're going to seek me out. That's how confident I am in my talent. And what I write and what we do, where I'm at now. You know what I mean? So I feel that for this and where I'm at in my career and where we try to go, I know they listening though. They're soon gonna hear eventually and they're gonna seek me out. And that's gonna be my blessing right there. You know what I mean? Real talk. So
on that note,
you know, for real, I know it's a, you know, you know what I'm saying. Think I'm doing Brooklyn tonight, man. I'm in the Empire State tonight trying to show some love. You know what I mean? So let's get it.
Bushwick, where you at, baby?
Let's get it. Let's get it. Yes, sir.
Bushwick, shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to the style where I reside. You know what it does.
Yes.
But we are here in the Brooklyn. We got Itchy Finger. We got the whole 384 tribe on the check-in. Big shout out to everybody over there.
384 Joshua Tree Entertainment, man. See, and what people don't know, man, I've been humble. I've been quiet, man. See, in the night, really, I'm trying to set the stage for my team and everybody that's a part of me, because I've been on some secret squirrel-ish for a while. I've been on my low-key humbleness. I've been building with my family. We've been setting the stage, man, to present some realness. So that's where we at right now. I'm trying to get comfortable and let y'all know. I've been on some humbleness. I've been eating humble pie for a while. It's time to eat some more of the food right now. So let's get full, family. We about to do this, man. You know what I mean? So let's get right, man. My fans out there, the West, man, Ramsey, Joshua Tree, Entertainment and the Management Company, D-Nights, let's go. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Patience, let's go. Let's do this. In Brooklyn, of course, because I know once you tune in tonight, you're going to tune in from here on, my brother. So welcome to the club.
You know, it is what it is. As long as you guys keep sending that music in, of course, pre-game ready, we will spin it, because that's what we do. You know, we show support. We show love. That's what we do. That's what it's about.
Yes, brother.
But we got another track. We got another track to get into. Don't Make Me.
Ooh, man, let me set the stage for this one, because this one was a local producer out of this area named Artist, and he's talented kid. But the artist, man, you know, was one of them. He, you know, he's still part of my team, but he branched out doing his own thing. Shout out to Cali, Cali Raps. I know y'all probably heard of him, man, but we did this track in Hectic from ST. This track came together, man, and was, this was out of town when the streets was like crazy and, you know, everybody was that dude. So, you know, you got to feel Itchy at his best at this moment when I was doing my gorilla on the street. So, you know what I'm saying. But this was one of my favorite tracks, man. And definitely, I think y'all can feel this one, man. It's called Don't Make Me, featuring Hectic, a.k.a. Peter Blades, ST Wolves, and Cali Raps, man. Peep the joint, man. Holla.
Yeah, y'all already know what it is, so we got to get back into it. Virginia, what's good? I'll see y'all on the check-in, and we'll be right back.
Oh,
I turn? Which way do I go from here? Knew it would hurt, but the pain is so severe. Recall the last time we talked, you spoke so clear. Now all my shirts have stains and soaked from tears. Can't imagine going on without you. With that said, just know my legacy is about you. Your death came sudden, and to me still a mystery. But everything you gave, I'ma use to build my history. A lifetime of memories, forever embedded. On top of everything you given, I would never forget it. The last problems that you had, we were discussing it with you. Me, your grandkids, with my brothers and sisters.
All of us.
Everybody all around you, with you on the couch. Every Sunday for dinners, meeting up at your house. Damn, I still can't believe you're gone. I'm not blaming you for leaving. Why you leave me alone? Why?
Where do we go from here? Only God knows.
When my day gon' come?
Only God knows.
Take my mom.
Only God knows.
Only God knows.
Where did we go wrong?
Only God knows.
How can I go on?
Only God knows.
Why did you take my mom?
Only God knows.
Only God knows.
I sit down and read a perfect scripture. It hurts when it hits you. I think about your face. I see a perfect picture. Reminiscing and wishing that you were still here. Through premonitions and visions, I keep your will here. To God be the glory, a flurry of angels upon us. Prayers from the righteous, despite us, they keeping us honest. I promise, from the start, you in my heart regardless. If you can see me now, I'd love to see you smile. I promise you'll be proud. I'll turn my life around. Your spirit and my lyrics fill it. Here's my destiny. Mentally, we ready. Confetti when we enter in. This is a celebration. Your life in a destiny. No hesitating in my life, ain't no limitations. I got my focus right through storms in the coldest night. Dance in the rain, insane, I'm slaying the poltergeist. Keep your soldiers tight, only God knows when the poacher strike.
Where do we go from here?
Only God knows.
When my day gon' come?
Only God knows.
Take my mom?
Only God knows.
Only God knows.
Where did we go wrong?
Only God knows.
How can I go on?
Only God knows.
Why did you take my mom?
Pain I carry inside, though I smile every day is buried deep in my eye. I'm tired of losing loved ones, tired of asking God why. I can't dry these tears, so I let the song cry. It's a personal relationship, more for it than it said. I'm walking a righteous path now, I'm a different man. All these signs I'm seeing got me opening my eyes, regretting the time lost as the years fly by. Getting closer to God got me appreciating life. Breaking down on my mom, feeling her spirit every night. Finding love in different ways that I never knew I had. Got me growing in ways and a reflection on my dad. Now I look in my son's eyes and I'm passing it along. All this time it's been God keeping me strong. Now no one on this earth can break this bond. I just lost my aunt, now she's in God's arms.
Where do we go from here?
Only God knows.
When my day gon' come?
Only God knows.
Take my mom?
Only God knows.
Only God knows.
Where did we go wrong?
Only God knows.
How can I go on?
Only God knows.
Why did you take my mom?
Ladies and gentlemen, Massachusetts, Virginia, Philly, hell, even Brooklyn, New York, be proud. Get your fingers definitely held it down. He definitely represented. And I just had to run that second track back again.
That's crazy, man.
Like I said, Virginia, Massachusetts. Be proud. Be proud that you did not let you guys down. He definitely held it down for y'all. Did the damn thing.
Yes, brother.
So, what's next, Itchy Finger, man? What's lined up for the 384 Tribe? What's the next project coming up? What do you have to do?
Well, right now I got some things that I'm trying to finish. Now I got a series of mixtapes called The Hook Master. Well, I'm at this one now. I'm doing this one. It's called The Last Hook Master. Well, actually, it's called Itchy Finger Is The Last Hook Master. Well, I'm almost at the end of that one. Most of that joint you heard was going to be featured off that also. But after I wrap that up, you're about to bear witness to my solo
by Dolo Project called Famous Stories. Incredible, you know, I'm just going to take time out to myself and reflect back on where I started at to where I'm at. A lot of history records from my hood to this hood. And Finger Productions, which is my label, you know. You know, you're gonna definitely get to see me on a stage by myself, you know, where a lot of people ain't never get a chance to see. Because I always, you know, build with my unit. You know, I've been a part of this unit for some time now. And, you know, we've just been dedicated to one another. Well, right now I'm going to dedicate the next couple of joints to myself, man, and to the world, man, so you can really see what it is that I'm trying to do, man, and bring to the world and to the hip-hop game. So, you know, just hope I can touch everybody in every way with what I bring you. Trust me. Because Finger Productions is now in effect. You know, definitely.
Okay, so when it's all said and done, when you have retired from the game, and people say, Itchy Finger, blank, how you want that sentence to be completed?
He did when he did it his way, but he did it the right way. I mean, every record was consistent. He didn't let me down. I made sure all my fans were satisfied with their purchase of my product when I gave it to them. You know what I mean? I satisfied each and every fan with my voice, my words of wisdom, or whatever I had to say. You heard it from me. And it was worth listening to it from my voice. I want to please each and every person that listens in, that comes in my life. I want to touch them in a way. When they walk away, even like that, I learned something from that brother right there. You know, that's what I want to do. With my legacy, I want to make sure that everything that my moms gave me and my family, and you know, from the struggle when I was a seed up into the times when I needed a shoulder to lean on, you know, I want to make sure that everything that I do is reflects her and what she's given me, you know, because she's not here now to bear witness to where I'm gonna go on this next journey, you know. So that's what I also want to bring to surface also. So with that said, you know, just buckle in because it'll unleash me now. And I'm a wolf, and I prowl at the rain, and I'm everywhere that you don't expect me to be, and I'm going to be there. Whether I'm in the physical form or in the spiritual, you will see it somewhere around or hear me. Buckle in because I'm coming. That's what we have right now, man. That's real talk, man. You know, I do speak with a true heart, and I try not to kid nobody. You'll feel it when you meet me and be around me. You know, everybody know me. You know, I'm that dude, man. I don't claim to be nothing I'm not, but I'm that dude, kid. Trust me. Hold up. Thanks for the stage, too. Right. Hey, shout out to brother, though, man. It's my dude, man. He sit back. He do a lot of stuff for me, and he's in the background a lot, man. And he don't get the praises he deserves, man. So I got to shout him out and let him know how much I love him, man. My skills, man, do a lot of great things for me in the camp. And that's, y'all don't hear him, but you see his work. You know, he do a lot of graphics, and, you know, he's that dude, man. And I got to honor all of his contributions that he gave to me and everybody that's part of me, man. So for that, Mike Skill, this one for you, brother. I love you. Hold up. And be nice, man. You touched me in my life when I was more than loving. And I know it was God that worked that magic, man, because a lot of things were said since we've been building. So with that said, man, you know, you playing a part in my world and what we're doing right now. So we're playing chess. So let's checkmate this and make it happen. You know what I mean? I'm not going to fail you. Believe that.
All right, so let the people know where else they can get some more of these mixtapes. Like, are you on DatPiff, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Facebook, MySpace? Where else can we hear your music?
Yeah, well, I'm basically, yeah, on DatPiff, and I'm on the SoundCloud. My brother, my big brother, that helps fuse a lot of the stage, Crumb Snatcher, he got a new CD that's coming out under the Wu management, too, man, that
I was featured on a few joints on that too. So I think that's gonna be released March 6th of 2012. So that's gonna be a nice compilation of music that you're gonna be hearing through me, through Wolves and Prum and Wu-Tang Management, and you know, all of the collaborations that I built with amongst this stage. So buckle in, cause it's out there. Fat Piff, I got a few joints from the Hook Masters, 1 and 2, that's out there. You can go download free. I still poly on MySpace, you know what I mean? Because it's a network now for Strictly Music, all of the drama going there. So you can really go on there and listen to some good music on there also. So, and hit me up, you know, on one of my pages, Twitter or something, man, and maybe I can fly you some stuff exclusive to your email, you know. You know, it is what it is. If anybody that's trying to collaborate, y'all know the emails and all the info. If not, get at my team members. You know how we build. And let's network, man, because I'm here now. You know,
and
definitely.
Of course, the one thing we do with all the artists that come through, you know what I'm saying, just to show that it is the real artist, the real deal. We have the artist, you know, go off the top of the dome and all that. But even before we get into that, because you got the phone lines lit up, all right? So we're going to get into these. Couple of these callers here, these people gotta say. 3692, what's good? You're live on the air with pregame radio.
Alright, what's going on? This is Big Ra from New York, but I live now in Massachusetts. Wanted to send you a big shout out. And my man, Itchy Fingers.
What's good,
doing
bro?
This thing. Nothing much, just hearing you, you know, you're doing your thing. I'm proud of you. Send a shout out to all the Wolves, Hectic, my man Machete, Dramatic.
Yeah.
Sinister, you know. I'm proud of you, man. I'm loving the tracks. I'm loving the tracks.
Thanks, brother.
No problem. Just what I say.
Appreciate the love. Thanks for the check in. Let's get to the next one. 2583. You're live on the air.
Hey, yo, it's Nat Burner back on the scene again. Sounds was good. Man, ain't nothing, man. Hey, yo, man, I'm feeling you, son. Hey, look, keep doing what you're doing, man. And if anybody coming down to Richmond, I got my free book show coming on down here in Richmond, right? It's at Alley Cat.
Oh, son, well, you already know, man. I would definitely be up in the hood, because that's the hood. Yes, I'll be checking it out, son, definitely.
Yeah, it's called The Kingdom down here in Richmond, Virginia, man. I'm on aftershows.com, Nat Burner, man. It's the first show. Hey, yo, Brooklyn, you put it out there for me, son. They're showing love.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely send me the info. So if you're in the VA area, definitely Richmond area, definitely check it out. Get some good music up in you, you know what I'm saying? And it's definitely a good thing. Now we about to get up and do this freestyle thing that we do with the artists here.
Yeah.
We're gonna let Itchy Fingers do it. So if you're a fan or this is your first time hearing them, this is a treat for you. All right, so turn your computer speakers up. Put your phones on speakerphone, and listen to what the man got to say. Whenever you ready.
I'm going to bang y'all with just a hot 16, man. Awesome mental, man, because this is where we at right now. This is for all my true wolves, man, that's prowling the forest. We're going to do this one for Guru, for Crumb, for Heavy, for all of the soldiers, man, that have left us with this stage, man. So this is what I got to say for this one, y'all. Pete Dang. One chance to record and recall history. Turn the tables for you to see what we call misery. Feel what we've been feeling. Go where you've never been. See what it's like to have a dose of your own medicine. One chance to sit down with real niggas and build with. Put the bullshit to the side on real shit. Time is getting fucked up fast and real quick. And you got to know this ain't the worst it will get. The same damn thing that they did out in Pakistan, they gonna do to you if you don't have a backup plan. Police and politicians with the same old drama. 12 years of corruption, how they blame Obama? You want to solve the problem? Just look within the nation. The first place to start is the Bush administration. Until the republic for which you stand, but it's one nation under y'all crooked plans. Where we at now? Let's rise above this, dog. Wolves is in effect. The Wolvolution is now upon us.
Big shout out to all the Wolves. Big shout out to Itchy Fingers, Joshua Tree Entertainment. Once again, thanks for coming through. Thanks for showing love.
Yes,
and of course,
man,
anytime you see more
days,
come back here with
the new track to come Brooklyn, out. All of the listeners, New York, the Empire State, two up, two down, VA, y'all know how we do, man. Love is love, man. I appreciate that. All the fans that support me, let's get it, man. I'm about to bless y'all with some special treats. Here we come. Moves in effect, Jackson Tree Entertainment. Let's get it. Brooklyn, thanks, man. I love you, man. Let's do this.
All right, all right. Big shout out to the wolves over there. And as promised, I still got more new music to give to y'all. This is R.C. Conner up in Inglewood, California. This is his We Gonna Make It remix. Hit us up 347-857-4302. As you can see, we're having a great show tonight. You know what I'm saying? And it's pregame radio. Shout out to everyone who's still rocking with us in the chat room. Shout out to the 804s, the 978s, the 774s, the 347s in the building. The 607s, you guys are great. I love y'all. Check this track out and we'll be right back.
Yes, this is inspirational hip hop art. We gon' make it. Whether I gotta drop a lot of track back to back, this artist will never slack. Know the rest of y'all can ride in the back. I call shotgun, make y'all niggas run when I change your Big Mac. I'm hungry as fuck while I'm rolling that 1 point. Former record company, hold the owner at gunpoint. Free the fucking contract on the table, I'm more than able to spit ill shit. A sudden split, Rick Payne. I'm not only am I not motivated, I'm motivated by getting bitches and niggas that got hip hop mistake. I'm getting married to the mind with a flow from night in the darkest room. I rap my bars like right. The game is political, so I'm running for senator. To serve the government, put the death in the end of the 1, 2, 3, good wonders corrupting the element of hip hop. I'm hard. The American Step on make it. He gon' make it. He gon' make it. Hard. He gon' make it. He gon' make it. He gon' make it. Hard.
Do. Look into my eyes, you can see what I'm trying to do. In high depth, see what I'm trying to build. I get a thrill chasing this first meal. If you ain't on your grind, you can't feel how I feel. I feel like I'm moving while the world is standing still. For real, I'm on the grind, you can never match. Talk my shit, cause the great ones got my back. Yeah. Early morning and I'm late night. I came prepared, I was ready for a fight. Yeah. Ready for the struggle, we called in the huddle. Called a couple plays, now it's time for us to bubble. I pray to God, man, I hope he's listening. Somebody tell the industry, man, let me in. Not a game, I put that on my name, Fuego, huh? Spit that fire through the wire, yeah. Johnny Blaze, ghost fighter for hire. I'm admired by the same cats who admire. I'm on my own grind, I don't need a handout. But when I make it, I don't wanna see your hand out. I'm on another route, clearing all the doubt and doubt. But they let me in, I'ma air this motherfucker out. Prom child, prom for the industry. Can't get money with you, they consider me an enemy. On my grind, man, I'm trying to get this mentally. But never do I kiss ass, always stay sucker free. I body tracks, man, I do this shit purposely. You could call that murder in the third degree. Niggas steal my swag, that's a burglary. Cause I'm the hottest around, son, Mercury.
Yeah, that was Fuego. Let me in. Big shout out to him, TGO, Free Throw, Lee, Capo, Foots, and the whole rest of the crew. I know there's more, but I can't name them all right now. Brooklyn Black, Ev in the building. Ev, what's good?
Yo, what's popping? I'm here for a moment, son. I apologize to you and to the pregame family. You know, I'm still, I'm just recovering from some serious technical difficulties. With some equipment, so I'm trying to get back on track. But I just wanted to call in and see what's up real quick. I'll definitely be back co-hosting with you on the show tomorrow. So what's popping, son?
All well and good.
I put the ass into the guest, but I like his music. I like his style. Word up.
I was just about to ask you, you know, how'd you like it, you know, because I know you was here for the freestyle and everything like that.
Yeah, I caught it.
Definitely a good show. Big shout out to Itchy Finger and anybody out there. Like, he came, you know, he came deep, wolf-packed out, so big shout out to him for that. Well, then, like I said, I've just been running through new music today, you know, catching up. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Herman Cain's situation?
I'm familiar with the Herman Cain situation.
So you know, now everyone, you know, the whole nation is on edge because he's coming with this, he's going to have this announcement tomorrow whether or not he's still going to run for president amidst all the scandals, even though now he had admitted to giving the new accuser money and that, yeah, they had a relationship that he didn't tell his wife about and XYZ. You know,
I commented on some shit earlier. But go ahead, son, go ahead.
I'm thinking, like, ain't they supposed to do that shit after they at least get in the office? Like, all of the discretions and all the bullshit they're doing, that shit's supposed to be shoved under the rug and until they're in office, and then that's when they want to come out because that's when they'll get the big book deals and the movie deals and shit. You know, I'm thinking they just jumping the gun a little bit.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a lot of ways to look at that. I mean, too, being that this is politics, and we know the type of people that are involved in politics, you gotta wonder too if some of these women aren't just being paid to make these allegations, because, you know, the majority of them haven't shown or produced any proof. It was just maybe one. I think that was the one that he was in the 13-year relationship with. She was able to show receipts from hotels and bills paid, checks cashed, and she actually, from what I understand, had his number and dialed it, and he answered. So, you know, not that means much either, but, I mean, look, the problem that I have with these women is when he was a nobody, not that he was a nobody, because he was some kind of commissioner of something or other, some kind of pizza shit, and he was some big willy with that shit. But, I mean, when he wasn't in the public eye like he is now, you know, these chicks had no problem taking this man's money and sleeping with him, knowing he had a wife and whatever his personal situation was, it was no thing. So what purpose does it serve for you to come out now and give intimate details about a personal relationship that you have with this man in the past? So what, you had an affair, big deal. Who cares? We want to know, can Hurricane turn this country now? Can he get this country back on its feet? Can he pull us out of all these other countries that we're helping so that we can spend that money on rebuilding and making this country, you know, what it once was? You know, our dollar isn't worth shit. Our economy's tanked. Niggas is unemployed. You know, shit is just raggedy and fucked up right now. And here we are out in the world still trying to help other people. And that comes at a cost. Can he help with the debt? Can he help bring jobs back to the country? And real talk, I think that that's the main thing is employment, is getting the economy back on its feet. Because with my technical difficulties, I had to deal with Dell, and I swear to you, if I called them niggas 5 times, I was talking to somebody in fucking East India, and that's my word. I mean, you listen, they straight up know I'm in India. They'll tell you, no, I'm in India. And that's a shame. We could have some Americans here right now doing the same technological job, but you got to pay these people a fair wage, a living wage. Can Herman Cain do that? Let's forget about his personal life. That's nobody's business. Real talk, if they put your shit on blast and it's not a motherfucker on this phone or listening to this show that's in the chat room or going to listen to this shit later, it's not near one of you that don't have nothing you never did that you ain't too particular about the world finding out. Ain't nobody passing judgment on your ass. So let's keep our opinions about this man's personal life to ourselves, really. He can stick his wee-wee in whomever he chooses to. But is he a viable candidate? That's the bottom. That's the point. Is he a viable candidate?
Okay.
And there you have
That's exactly what it is. You know, and I think even with politicians, celebrities, whatever, the public eye, they're so mixed up and so wrapped up in what they do in their personal life and not with what they're famous for.
And people are not even paying attention. Real talk, if you think about it, it's fucking sex sells, man. And everybody, regardless how sordid or dirty or morally reprehensible his actions may have been, everybody wants to hear about it anyway. People want to know. They want to know what this man was doing because in the back of their minds, it's exciting to them. It's exciting to them. If his wife came out and been like, you know what? I know what he was doing. And, yeah, he had girlfriends. And, yeah, so what? But guess what? Look at my house. Did you see my two-story walk-in closet? Did you see the car, the whip I'm driving? By the way, I get a new one every year. Yo, that shit does not concern me. He takes care of home. He's the best man for the job. So now all that shit is out in the open. Can we get back to the issues? And I bet if she came out like that, she would shut everybody down because now there's no more questions. There's more, is she going to throw him out? Is he not? Is he this? Is he that? Blah, blah. That's no longer an issue. She done put it out there, boom. This is what it is. And so now what you people got to say? Not a fucking thing. You know, like I know he's going to fucking, he's going to drop out. He doesn't have the support anymore. And the fact that he backpedaled, he made himself look like a liar. If he would have just been upfront, because the idea of a politician is you want to be able to have the common man say, you know what, he represents me. He has my ideals. You know, he's thinking like I'm thinking. He wants to see the things happen in my community that I want to see happen in my community. His goal and his aim is. Our goals and aims are the same. You want to identify with the common man. And the common man doesn't care about all that other stuff. They don't. We don't. Who cares who Herman Cain is sleeping with? You know, so good for him. 2 thumbs up. Real talk. 2 thumbs up.
347-857-4302. It's Free Game Radio. You know how we do here. Brooklyn Black and F just here. You know, talking about the topics and the debates and everything. And also, once again, the lockout's over. I'm happy.
That's bullshit, from what I understand. And I haven't really given too much attention to it. I haven't been reading up on it. It's been coming, you know, every now and again something will come across, you know, my desk or whatever, and I'll take a look at it. And, you know, it'll mention something about the NBA lockout or whatever. But from what I've been hearing, and this is just maybe 2 days ago, that in all reality, the players buckled under pressure, and they really didn't get any games. And, you know, I mean, it was like, excuse me, it's like they went all this way. They went through all of this and really has nothing to show for it. Now, I need my basketball expert to put me on. Is that what the situation was? Did they finally just bow to pressure and say, you know what, fuck it, I need to get back to work?
Okay.
I'm asking, is that what it was?
I believe so.
And then if that's the case, then this whole strike thing was a complete waste of time. If you didn't gain anything that you didn't previously have, then what was the point?
Well, it's now, you know, it all boils down, you know, it all boils down to players want more money, but let's be for real, like, you guys already make ridiculous amounts of money anyway. And we're not even talking about off your games. We're talking about off your endorsements. They put you, your likeness in a video game, you get cut a check. So it's a like I said, at the end of the day, it was all about dollars and cents. They finally came to an agreement, and the first game will be Christmas Day. The New York Knicks take on the Boston Celtics. So, like I
said,
finally it's over.
I have to say this on behalf of players. And, yeah, you're saying that the money doesn't come from so much from the game, but from the endorsement. But, I mean, the majority of the players don't have endorsements. I mean, there's a handful. I don't know the actual percentage. Maybe I'll look it up later. But, I mean, it has to be there's no more than 20 to 25% of all NBA players that have some kind of actual endorsement that's bringing them money. And, you know, and I can understand them asking for more money, because you think about it, who wouldn't have aspirations to want to be the motherfucker that signs their check? Because, see, like Chris Rock said, these athletes, they're rich, but the owners are wealthy, and there's a difference. And there's a difference, and the owners are wealthy off of the backs of the players. Real talk. And it's all about the players. It's all about them, period. If there's no players, there's no game, there's no show, there's no arena, there's no nothing. Everything shuts down without the players. So I believe they are entitled to a little percentage of bringing in a crowd to their home arena, or having people that follow them from game to game, you know, away games and so on and so forth. Yeah, they should be compensated for that. They should be compensated when they have pictures of them on the side of the soda cup that's being sold in the arena. They have a right. That's their image. They should have a right to get a percentage of that as well. Because you think about it, how long is the average basketball career? And we're talking about a motherfucker that's doing good. How long is the average career? 7 years, maybe? 7 years tops?
No, you got players who done milked it for 15, almost 20.
Yeah, 15, no. Almost 20, but really, are they top-notch players? Are they players that are getting these new major endorsements? Are they the players that are bringing the crowds into the arena? No. They have a certain maturity. They bring a certain maturity and a certain skill level to the game, but they're not bringing the people in. It's these new cats that's doing that. You know, it's but off the backs of everyone, when a new cat goes and gets an endorsement deal, okay, and let's say the next year he's injured and he's on his back, but he's still doing commercials and shit. Meanwhile, you got that bench player who's there every game, every practice. He's getting no trouble. He's not in the media. He's not in the news. He's living a fairly decent life. And he's on a star team. He's on a great team. He's on a basketball team. But he got a problem paying his mortgage. That just doesn't make sense to me. It don't add up. It don't add up. And I think the benefit that those that make the least money are the ones that would have reaped the best benefits from this deal. But that's just my opinion. And what do I know?
in a perfect world, that would be what it is. 347-857-4302. Shout out to the people still rocking with us all out. Shout out to everyone in the call room. Still got new music like this new Bugatti Surf featuring Styles P. First Chance. You already have first on pregame radio. Let us know what you thought about it, and we'll be right back.
It is.
First chance I get, I go sky high. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by. And fuck them niggas hating cause you on the other side. The first chance I get, I go sky high. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by. The first chance I get, I'm gon' ride by. And fuck them niggas hating cause you on the other side. Pain in the rain, I felt it my whole life. But now we on our way in the bent of the gold light. Bullets in the wind, light flash like strobe light. Been around bras who could be something different, but always tricking, so they think of the pole light. Niggas in the pen, judge wrote them their whole life. We live in the cold world, life like froze ice. Homies on the corner got hammers, they roll dice. We all start scrambling when police roll twice. We was only gambling, rolling that faux light. A nigga in the dead block, hotter than crack pipes. Now that life, tragic. I got homies in the feds, cause they wanted their stacks right. So they took chances, and they took advances, and they took losses, and they took dances. With the devil, I'm a rebel with a shovel, ready to battle. Whoever tried to stop me from pushing his pedal to this metal, or putting ice in his battle. And yeah, I'm from the ghetto, but when I start to shine, everybody blind. Stacks so hot. You can say whatever. Fame on his way, photos right with him. Fame on his way, photos right with him. Icing on the cake, man, this shit feel like winning. Days used to be great, but now them shit shimmy. First chance I get, I go sky high. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by. And fuck the niggas hating cause you on the other side. The first chance I get, I go sky high. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by. First chance I get, I'm gon' ride by. And fuck the niggas hating cause you on the other side.
First chance I get, mansion on a private island. With a yacht or two, plan to do a lot of styling. Got my niggas with me, they got their bitches with them. Make a toast to a mall because I did it with them. Salute to a nigga if I bid it with him. Hope you made it home real soon, real safe. It's a lifetime of pain for niggas to deal with. First chance I get, I treat it like my last chance. Do the math on the man taking the last stand. Or the first stand, knocks in the work bin. Got me running while my mom's in the church band. Couple niggas wanna blow me off the earth, man. First chance I get, I pray to stay safe. Fly by, drive by, them niggas is all snakes. Fuck the other side, them niggas is all fake. First chance I get, it's a couple more weeks.
I go sky high. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by. And fuck the niggas hating cause you on the other side. The first chance I get, I go sky high. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by. First chance I get, I'm gon' ride by.
Hey.
Mr. Bill
of
come here, girl.
What we do? How we do?
Stop acting like I ain't sick. What's wrong with you?
Call me SB.
You know I got dreads, right?
They call me Miller.
Why you say that?
Come on, man. You know we do, man.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I ain't no player, man.
Are you lying?
No pimp. I mean, if that's what you want to call me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to tell you about somebody I know.
She rocking Gucci sporting. I'm wearing Ralph Lauren. Her shoes Steve Madden. Mine Stacey Dattley. So that's when she grabbed me and put me on the wall. Try to take advantage of me, treat me like a man or grinding on me hard, try to make my woody stand tall. So later on at the crib, I'll show you what I'm standing for. Yeah, I made it bass up and got to spin the tune. Everybody in the club crunk, still in the mood. I'm getting real intense when I make your panties wet. I'm rocked like a cave, can't wait to damage it. A big bossy gal, real hefty Spanish chick. The way she winding up in it, we both about to vanish quick. Her hair real silky, she don't need a perm. Bust a 180 in front of me, titties feeling firm. She wriggling, squiggling to the rhythm. Now we on second turn, she can't wait to get rhythm. Come on, your bossy girl, and find your way, girl. Talk out your body, gal, and wind your waist up. Talk out your body, gal, and wind your waist up. Talk out your body, gal, and wind your waist up. Get shorty, that we need bounce, and make that ass go bounce, bounce, bounce. Get shorty, that we need bounce, and make that ass go bounce, bounce, bounce. Bounce to the bed, bounce to the bed, bounce in the water, make it go bounce, bounce. Bounce to the crib, bounce to the house, and make that shit go bounce, bounce. She shorty struck so smooth in that Gucci. Oh my gosh, you see her when she wear that Tucci. Hey, chicks really love to call you a hoochie. Never said nothing about no Ruby or Susie. Only about the cutie, undercover true freak. My mom, the real, you know how you do me. So I don't want to hear nothing about how you gon' do them. So just move in, wind your waist, girl. Cut out your body, girl. Wind your waist, girl. Cut out your body, girl. Wind your waist, girl. Cut out your body, girl. Wind your waist, girl. Cut out your body, girl. Wind your waist, girl. Get shorted as we bounce, and make that ass go down, down, down. Get shorted as we bounce, and make that ass go down, down, down. Bounce to the crib, bounce to the bed, bounce in the mud and make it go down, down. Bounce to the crib, bounce to the house, and make that shit go down, down, down. Now I know she likes the rocks on my wrist, I know she likes my car. I know she wanna hop on the dick, but chickens been involved. The last chick that passed the kid, never touched my magic stick. All she did was make my chick. Listen, she love the flip, hit the block, Joe, she got. Make my knots, bring it to pop, her doors and drop. I'm out for my cock, count my money, invest in my stock. Here we go, I'm ready to go. Now what better way to be prepping this hoe? Can't tell her what you already know. Make five in a row, make that dough. Cock out your body, girl. Wind your waist, girl. Cock out your body, girl. Wind your waist, girl. Cock out your body, girl. Wind your waist, girl. Cock out your body, girl. Wind your waist, girl. Get shorted as we bounce, and make that ass go bounce, bounce, bounce. Get shorted as we bounce, and make that ass go bounce, bounce, bounce. Bounce to the crib, bounce to the bed, bounce in the mud and make it go bounce, bounce. Bounce to the crib, bounce to the house, and make that shit go bounce, bounce, bounce.
Give up. thermometer. Give her a thermometer. I called the doctor and the doctor said,
give her two nights and send her to bed.
Give her some headache medicine. You tired, girl? No. My freaky dicky mama sees her down to do it all. And she loves coming in for checkups. From her shoulders down to her neck up. She know what she doing, baby. She love to ride and throw it back. Yee haw with the cowgirl hat.
What you know about that?
Let me hit it from the back. Nipple in the hair and long stroke. Smacking her ass like the 808. Go boom. Hot in the motherfucker, sweating off in this room. Room, room. The love when I give her a fever. But I'm always there and I'm down for you. But you see, I ain't going nowhere. I'ma hold you tighter.
Right. DJO on maximum. Hood. Line season on maximum.
Johnny got a little cocky attitude. Now my swag been flying on his highest altitude. Yeah. Not looking at y'all, nah. I'm looking past y'all. Nah. I'm so fly, man, I come through for NASA. I live that fast life, could have drove for NASA. Yeah. I'm the pilot, nigga, you just a passenger. It doesn't matter, bro, hate all you want. I'm on my bullshit, order what you want. Rosé for the bitches, Henny for my niggas. Great ones do great things, ladies. Fuck with us.
Hold up, let me get a little piece of it. Music is my drug, strap me up, cause I need a fix. I also deal it, hit me up, if you need a hit. I got lies all around me, baby, cause I be the shit. You ain't know, I does this, remember that. Put me on the track, it's going down, I'ma timber that. I'm good for your ears, something like a winner hat. Mary, no one's fucking with me, but we don't get into that. Her bitch, be the team, G, I cue the clip. That's so if it ain't about the green, you ain't saying shit. Now, I got my buzz up soon, I'll be getting on. Jazz in the pond, but this ain't the Harlem Renaissance.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does this.
You can tell they frontin', do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talk about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about. Hot now, but I've been baking. For punchlines to them slick statements. I know them lames hate it. Nasty on the track, she'll sit relevant. About the blackout in this bitch like Carl Nettleton.
Yeah.
Never are you better than
yeah.
me. No, I'm ahead of them. Pockets looking crazy like he just reached the settlement. That nigga's delicate. Big, you ain't never lie. Living life in high definition like it's televised. I'm on fire like a heat wave. Summertime, Times Square, waiting for the D-train. Rich freeze, man, do as I please, man. Yankee fitted rugby on True Religion, Gene.
Okay, Super Ninja Turtle Flow. Now I get so many ooh and eyes on me every time I'm stepping through. I can't lie, run through paper like shredders do. Old five commercial girl, I'm just better, boo. Who I gotta impress? Wait, spell it, I'm pressed. Four times, so I'm clocking out with interest. Go apply for a real job, sir. Cause all your rhymes suck like a teenage white girl. And that's just ridiculous. Better yet, frivolous. Catch me at the offices, handling my business. Get a whiff of this ooh, I like. Friday, got more jump offs than suicide.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does this.
You can tell they frontin', do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about.
Initiating shutdown sequence.